Hello, Raider Nation. I'm Jeanette Thompson. Welcome to Behind the Shield. Today is Wednesday, and yesterday was the players' day off. But today, it's time to get back on the practice field and get ready for their next opponent, the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's also time to check in with host of the Raiders Report, JT the Brick. JT, give us your thoughts on the next home game.
Thanks, Jeanette. A sold-out O.co Coliseum this Sunday as the rivalry continues against the Pittsburgh Steelers. The atmosphere is going to be intense, and it should be, because the Raiders need a win, and they need a big win and a statement win against Pittsburgh. The way I look at this game, the Steelers are fierce, they're tough, and they've had a great defense for almost a decade. From Troy Polamalu to James Harrison, Larry Foote, you're familiar with the names. They make plays, and these guys turn the football over. So the Raiders have to be careful on offense and protect it. For Carson Palmer, the Raider passing game is ranked third in the NFL. They're throwing for a lot of yards, but they got to do a better job at moving the chains on third down. If Carson can do that, it'll keep Ben Roethlisberger on the sideline. And we've been talking about Darren McFadden. He's getting a lot of touches, but he hasn't had that breakout game yet running the football. Now, it's difficult to run against the Steelers, but McFadden's the type of back that can break a tackle or two and hopefully have a big game. I'm looking for Raider playmakers to step up. That's what Dennis Allen asked of this team. Earlier in the week, he had the entire team get together for film study. Now, typically in the NFL, the offense and the defense, they watch film separately. But Coach Allen wanted to prove the point that every player is accountable in this organization for their play. And hopefully that worked out. I look at the Raider defense. They have a rock-solid defensive line, but they got to do a better job at stopping the run. They didn't do that in Miami. And when you look at this defensive game plan against Pittsburgh, I don't expect the Raiders to blitz the quarterback much, because if they do, we know that Antonio Brown and Mike Wallace are big play wide receivers who are fast for the Steelers, and they are going to be racing towards the end zone. It's going to take a complete effort because the Raiders are banged up at cornerback. Now, we've talked about this philosophy, next man up. The Raiders have gone through a lot of high-profile injuries since training camp, but the players on this roster have got to come together and play that type of game, a great game to beat the Pittsburgh Steelers. If you go through the motions against this team, you get beat. That's their track record. But hopefully Tommy Kelly, Richard Seymour, Lamar Houston, Matt Shaughnessy, that defensive line rotation can get to Roethlisberger, get him to the ground. So then if the Raiders are in a nickel defensive package, their cornerbacks can stay back and defend. This is a huge opportunity for the Raiders. As you know, Peyton Manning and the Broncos lost on Monday Night Football. Kansas City's 0-2. The Chargers are undefeated, but we expect them to come back to earth at some point. But none of that matters unless the Raiders start winning football games. There's an intense atmosphere around here heading into this game on Sunday. Again, it being sold out, the fans are going to get there early and be loud, and this would be a great way and a great opportunity for the Raiders to turn around their season. Back to you, Jeanette.
Thanks again, JT. Excellent observation of our past game and, of course, what we can expect this Sunday. Now, Raider fans, of course, you are an awesome presence at our games, and we look forward to having you there. We look forward to having you there early. Early in, and you may just win. So be sure to get your tickets scanned at least 1 hour before the game, and you'll be automatically entered to win some fantastic prizes, from sideline passes to autographed memorabilia of some of our Raider legends, and even Raider Image gift cards. So be sure to get in early. It's your chance to win. I'm Jeanette Thompson. Thanks for watching this edition of Behind the Shield.